WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The world's top golfer, handcuffed and detained.
His stardom confirmed.
Police in Louisville stopped Masters champ Scottie Scheffler on his way to the PGA Championship. ESPN says he failed to follow orders after a shuttle bus hit and killed a pedestrian crossing the road near the golf club. The second deadly storm in a month is pounding southeast Texas. Mayor John Whitmire.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike.
At least four people have been killed, power out to almost 800,000 in Texas. Trucks have begun loading up food from the newly built U.S. pier off Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This aid from various countries is being handed over to the U.N. and humanitarian organizations. The U.S. has been working with the Israelis to ensure their security.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. Call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Shardae Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now.
To build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man accused of beating his wife to death with a wine bottle has entered a guilty plea to second-degree homicide charges. According to court records, 81-year-old John Berthold was originally charged with first-degree homicide after law enforcement authorities found his 77-year-old wife Diane dead in a bedroom in the home on July 13, 2023. Berthold was found in the same room with a bag over his head when police arrived. He is scheduled for sentencing on the charges on September 18th. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is still looking for the dog who bit a man on Saturday. According to a press release, the health department is looking for both the dog and the owner to ensure that the dog is up to date on their rabies shots. The incident occurred at the Maple Manor Hotel in Eau Claire around 5:30 on Saturday night, and the dog is described as a large brown shepherd-type breed. After biting the man, the dog reportedly ran southeast from the hotel between South Hastings Way and U.S. Highway 53. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof. At Minute Maid Park, the Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunder shower. 84 our high on Saturday. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer-director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. It's looking like we're going to have some beautiful weather for the weekend.
Yeah, man, a stretch of good weather as well it should be. It's the middle of May, and if we can't have good weather, a stretch of good weather in the middle of May, something is really wrong. So let me begin by saying yesterday I had a great opportunity. I was Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee, and there was a select group of people who were invited, as she had a conversation, an interview, if you will, with a comedian, a national comedian, at Discovery World. And I forgot the guy's name, but anyway, yeah, I've heard, you know, constantly they talk about how, you know, not very bright the vice president is. And, man, they really don't know. She's a very bright woman, very accomplished woman. And she certainly showed that. D.L. Hughley, a national comedian is his name, who interviewed her as she travels around the nation talking about, you know, what President Biden and she has accomplished, and she did a spectacular job. She's a very, very bright woman. And so for those who, want to mock her and say that she's not very bright, I guarantee you, if you stand her up next to the guy who's running on the Republican side of things, she will mop the floor with him. The aptitudes don't even come close. I'd also say that it was such a refreshing, you know, opportunity that, from what I understand, they're going to be coming back and forth, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I've been promised an interview on my show with the President of the United States. So I'm really kind of excited about the fact that at some point in the near future, I'm going to be interviewing President Joe Biden. So, and at the same time that was going on in Milwaukee, the Republicans had concocted a scheme that they said, well, okay, well, Kamala Harris is in Milwaukee, let's give away free gas to those people. And so And so they were giving away, Calvin, $25 worth of gas to the first 100 people who would line up to get $25 worth of gas. In essence, we're going to see if we can buy those people's votes. We'll give away free gas.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I don't think I'm waiting in line for one tank of gas.
Well, they had 100 people, and they gave away, you know, this gas, and I guess they figured maybe if we got 100 votes, it might make a difference. But man, you know, it's $2,500 is about what $25 a gallon and 100. I'm not good at math, Calvin. You're.
Yeah. I mean, if they gave away $125 gas cards or whatever they were doing, yeah, that'd be $2,500.
$2,500. And maybe they figured that investment will, you know, make a difference. But anyway, strange day on yesterday in the city of Milwaukee. But I'm joined by Mr. Don Brown. He is the Saturday morning show host of the Don Brown Show.
This week in Waukesha.
Oh, this week in Waukesha.
I'm not a celebrity like you, Earl.
So no, I'm not that. And I'm just an average guy. But anyway, this week in Waukesha. And so good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Earl. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. So Sandy's on the road. He's a crew guy, and so he is a coach with a young crew team, and they're on their way to competition. I think it's in Cincinnati. So he'll be returning on Tuesday. So, you know, Don, you wanted to talk about a story that's been floating around the state of Wisconsin for several days now. It's about a young track star who has been denied his eligibility because of a rule that states that parents have to live in a certain place, both mom and dad, in order for a child to compete. This is a story that, you know, rules. People say rules, and rules are rules, and rules shouldn't ever be changed. But this is a ridiculous.
It's not the rule. Spirit of the law.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is.
So the young man's name is Josh Onwunili from Campbellsport. He was born and raised there. Both parents. And after his freshman year of high school, he moved with his parents to Ghana to do mission work. Mission work, mind you. Christian mission work. Not that that should matter, but I know politically people talk about family values and being good Christians or whatever your faith is. But he decided to come back to finish, to prepare academically and athletically, finish high school and go to a good college.
Yeah, been gone for 2 years.
Yeah, and he came back on his own. The parents remained, although the mom's moving back this week. And he's just killing it. He's considered one of the best 100-meter sprinters in state history, which is also interesting. His coach, Derek Toshner, has been very outspoken about what a great kid he is to coach and how he's improved so much since coming back. And then they come out with this rule that, well, because you're a transfer and your parents don't live here, you can't compete. Now he's,
now his parents own a home there.
So. They own a home. They kept the home while they were gone. And so, and mom's coming back this week, and I'm sure there was a guardian or other family people looking after him, but you know, this looks like a bright young man he does well in the classroom, and he's obviously doing really well on the track, and I'm sure would love to leverage that to do more in college. But they're saying, yeah, the statement from the WIAA, and by the way, Josh and his family are appealing this, the rules were applied correctly regarding transfers, and it begs the question, Earl, that if he was an average sprinter or a good sprinter, would they even care? But it's another case of the WIAA, shall we say, leaning too much towards the influence of these bigger high schools, the Arrowheads and the big influencers, and keeping this kid from competing. And I understand, I think today is the day that they render a decision. So we might be behind the clock. But my advice to anybody listening is, if this upsets you as much as it does me and Earl, call the WIAA at 715-344-8580. That's 715-344-8580. And just let them know that we can do better, that this is really ridiculous. And, you know, we should be helping this young man along and not creating hindrances that appear to have a certain bias. Is that fair to say?
Well, the WIAA, you know, 8 or 9 people who
inflated salaries,
who have been around, some of them 20, 25 years out of touch, who clearly think more of themselves than they should.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing, rules are rules, not just in the case of this young man, but the WIAA and the fact that we've got this power and we want to use our power and influence, you know, probably should be reconstituted. It's been around a long time.
Yes.
And so, you know, these people get to be somebody special because they get to control the lives of people. So,
well, it's always been interesting to me too, that they're headquartered out of, Stevens Point. You know, why wouldn't a state governing body like that? And it is an NGO. It's not publicly funded, but why wouldn't they be in a more central place like Madison, like our capital? Like that, it just seems kind of peculiar to me. And it seems like an ivory tower kind of thing. But it just, again, I think there needs to be more media awareness of what this young man's going through. And
well, there is media awareness. It's on the television stations. It's in the newspapers. So, you know, the media is aware of it. The fact that the question remains whether or not, you know, WIAA is going to move off of the decision that they've made. And I don't believe they will.
Unfortunately.
Because, again, these are people who've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they know where their power lies. And people don't even know who the members of the WIAA are.
Right, right.
You know, the board members. So, yeah. You know.
It's true. I had to look at when we were lobbying the WIAA to move Waukesha North and South out of the Classic 8 for football because they're largely mismatched. I had to look at their 990 to find out who's on their board. And I think it was probably dated by 2 years. But fortunately, that turned out to be a positive result.
So this is just ridiculous. And, you know, unfortunately, this young man is probably not going to, you know.
Well, never say never. And I'll say this because I had James Santel on one of my shows and we were talking about, and he mentioned a case where the WIA was threatened to be sued because a high school was in a basketball playoff game and a fight broke out. And
I remember that.
And they were told that they couldn't move on to the next level, even though they'd won the game and the fight wasn't their fault. And the courts found for the high school, and WIA's response was that, well, we've got these established systems. We like to take care of these things internally. And they clearly didn't, or they'd exercise a certain bias. And so it may not be late in the game for any type of legal ramifications or petitions, if you will.
Well, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm with Don Brown.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots? The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Doobie Brothers.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the Saturday morning host of
This Week in Waukesha,
Don Brown, is in the studio, and he's talking about a ridiculous assessment or statement by the WIAA, a young man who, you know, you get one chance in high school and then, you know, you move on and this is, something he'll be able to remember for the rest of his life, regardless of whether he does anything more on the college level or wherever it is, you know, to get a chance to, you know, do this right now. Is important, and to deny him and his family is ridiculous. Yeah. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what? Gary? All right, I don't know where he is. But you say what, man?
Well, I mean, you look at this young man's story. You look at Campbellsport, which is... it's a small town. It's not in the news a lot. And here's a young man that's putting the city on the map, and he's doing great things. And by the way, while he was gone, he was doing mission work in Africa. Like how unique, how amazing is that? And he's doing well in the classroom. He's doing amazing things on track. And the whole idea of high school sports is allow these young men and women a chance to develop as good adults. You know, whether they, it's not necessarily about this young man winning a gold medal for the U.S. someday, although that would be fantastic, but it's about him advancing his high school career at a collegiate level. And there is a direct relationship, as we know, between sports or other extracurricular activities and the success you have in the classroom and in life.
All right, let's go to Gary. Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, Earl, I'm sorry. I got cut off.
All right.
I've dealt with the WIAA before. My son's were wrestlers and stuff like that. They do have a power thing that they like to throw around. I believe that they're going to change their mind, and this kid's going to get out there and get a chance to run, because this is, I agree, Earl, this is so stupid and so ridiculous. The kid went to Campbellsport, went on his mission trip with his parents. They're going to change their mind, because otherwise they're going to look really, really, really bad. So I think we're going to have, it's going to be positive. My personal opinion.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks. That's great to hear. I mean, and it's true. I mean, their image has to be important to them, and doing the right thing has to be important. And here's a young man that I think makes the whole state look good if he's doing well, especially again, from one of these smaller high schools. You know, there's a great story that unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, it's brought to light because of this controversy.
So, you know, the reason that I believe they're not going to change their minds is because these people who've been there, and we're talking about, you know, it's not a whole team where there are a bunch of parents and a bunch of children bringing pressure. Yeah. It's one family mm-hmm. and one guy.
Well, but it is a team sport, and that guy's success contributes to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if more parents from that and from that school are getting involved. And as Jim Santel had said on one of my previous shows, that there could be legal ramifications for the WIAA if they're not acting accordingly, if they're not following the spirit of the law. It'd be different if they recruited this kid like a lot of Classic 8 high schools did.
So the WIAA...
from another state?
The WIAA is not concerned about being sued. They've been sued a lot of times.
Sure.
And it's not the money out of their individual pockets. That's why they're pretty steadfast
yeah.
in most of the decisions they make. And again, these are people who've sure. been around a long time.
Yeah.
They don't yield to pressure.
Yeah.
Very often.
Although I will say this for their credit, in recent years, they have started listening to some of these high schools. When you look at the conference realignments, I will say that some positive things have happened, and I think they're starting to get what's going on. And again, I'm not here to assassinate the WIAA, although I've said some kind of derogatory comments. I'm for really pushing for an equitable, a just situation where they have a chance to win, to shine here, and to continue doing great things for interscholastic sports throughout the state.
Well, you know, whatever happens is going to have to happen
pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's why the whole thing about, you know, getting this thing to court mm-hmm. is probably remote at best. I wish the young man and his family all the luck in the world in this. It is ridiculous that you say, you know, because his parents are doing missionary work, his mom's yeah. coming back, the dad is trying to get back, but he can't get back because of, you know, political
yeah.
Reasons.
Yep.
And you can't see that and say, well, in this case, let's make an exception. And as they stated, the rule was put in place to stop teams from stacking.
Which is very common, especially in the Classic 8.
Yeah, well... You know, and so that's the whole purpose and reason behind it. And they're going to use that as a criterion for why this young man can't participate.
But you think of the spirit of the law. They look the other way for these other, they're bringing in kids from Texas and Georgia to play football. That if it makes our athletics look good, like why not support this kid and make athletics in Campbell Sport and throughout the state look good? And again, it could be, this could affect any student in any part of the state for similar scenarios. So I think it's important that people speak up and let their opinion be known.
Well, you know, they certainly got it out there. It's not under a rock.
Sure.
And so, you know, the television, print media, and now in the airwaves.
Yeah.
This story is out there. So,
And I thank you for allowing us to use your platform.
It's not even about my platform or this one, but it's on radio platforms across the state now.
Yeah. But this is the Earl Ingram show. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Well,
I disagree.
You can take that in a nickel and you might be able to. You can't even get across the street with that.
Oh, I disagree. I owe you lunch too someday. Speaking of going across the street.
So anyway, man, thank you.
Thank you.
To let people know the time your show is on.
7 to 9 every Saturday morning. And it's all things Waukesha, but we talk about a lot of state stuff and a lot of national things. And you're welcome to listen if you download the Civic Media app. Earl comes on the show on occasion, too, so we got to get you back on as well.
All right, that's Don Brown, so you need to turn him on. What time?
7 to 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
7 to 9 a.m. Saturday. He's always got interesting guests and topics. When we get back, 844-967-2789. I got a lot to talk
about. Thanks again, Earl.
You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Health Department is preparing for their annual beach water quality test on Monday. According to a WEAU report, the city monitors 7 local beaches for harmful bacteria and algae once a week, and if any of those beaches show signs of elevated bacteria or algae levels, officials may close the beach while monitoring the water quality daily. Swimming in a body of water with elevated bacteria and algae can cause skin rashes, eye irritation, or a number of other issues. Beach advisories can be found on the city website. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors has approved a new courthouse security officer position. Officials say the added officer position will offer the courthouse more security after a man was arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up the courthouse last year. According to Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes, the extra officer is necessary because people there could begin to act violently depending on their circumstances, and the courthouse should also be making other security upgrades. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're thinking about hitting the theaters this weekend for some summer movie magic, there is a lot to choose from. But this weekend, a couple of horror films are front and center. If you're looking for old-fashioned jump scares, check out The Strangers Chapter 1, but be warned, it is not reviewing all that well, which means Chapter 1 could be the final chapter. I Saw the Glow is another horror film opening, which is reviewing well with critics, but only drawing 50% from audiences. If you're looking for laughs, check out the family film If, starring Ryan Reynolds, or check out the more adult comedy Babes, about two friends whose relationship changes when one decides to have a baby after a one-night stand. Babes is pulling excellent reviews to the tune of 97% on RT. And if you feel like sitting in this weekend, there is nothing wrong with that. There's a good historical fiction series called Manhunt about the Lincoln assassination. All 7 episodes are available on Apple TV. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunder shower. 84 our high on Saturday. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sit and Demai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest, also Willie Nelson's in Madison, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You can never go wrong with Ambrosia. You know, Calvin, are you familiar with these, what do you call them, man? They've got all these people who have been, you know, living in parking rides for a while. You know, they've got, you know, what do you call those things, man? Campers and other things.
Yeah, I think I have heard about that. It's become a trend to, like, live in a van or your car.
Yeah, inside parking rides. And so there are people who've been, you know, living there for 2 years. You know, they've got these big camper trailers and all of that. And now they're being forced to move. And I wonder what people's thoughts are. 844-967-2789, 844-PARKING-RIDES, 967-2789. You know, parked next to a line of trailers, a red Ford SUV sat in the back of the Holt Avenue park and ride Thursday. All of its windows were busted out, and the back seat was filled to the roof with clothes and blankets. A woman who only wanted to share her first name, Kate, said she's the vehicle's owner. Kate said Thursday someone had broken out all the windows, and she isn't sure why. It was the latest setback for Kate, who said she's been living in the Holt Avenue park and ride on and off for the last 4 years. Now, you know, life is cruel and it's hard in America today. And yes, it's not just in America. It's, you know, they've got people who have, you know, taken up refuge in places, parks, and everywhere else, and all over this nation. And so there's a lot of pushback now from people who are saying, you have no right to, you know, to live here. I don't know, Calvin, you probably know better than I, but people who have campers and people who have mobile homes and whatnot, there are licensed areas and places that those that they can be, right?
Yeah, as far as like a camper or a trailer, I think typically, yeah, you would go to a campground or someplace that takes them. For people who are living in more, in like personal vehicles, yeah, I don't see why it would be a problem if they're in a parking lot. That's where cars are intended to be parked, in a parking lot.
So 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your view on, you know, people who feel like there's nowhere else for them to go. These people are being turned out and they're being forced by the courts, because the county owns those lots and the county is saying, hey, this is not, you're not licensed to be here. Legally, the county is within its rights to say that these people have no right to be there. They gave them a deadline yesterday for people living at the park and ride to ensure all their belongings were accounted for. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation oversees the lot. And so they have demanded that these people leave. Now, there are other people who have come in now, and they're cheering this on. Hey, yeah, get out of here. You have no right to be there. And there's vandalism now starting to take place with people who say these people need to get out of there. And they did, in this case, busted out the windows to this poor woman's vehicle. I don't know, man. You know, I don't think you should be, if you own a big mobile home, and have you seen some of the sizes of some of these?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you own that thing, you know, sell it, you know, and you can, you know, make enough money off of it to rent out a place. But to say I've got a mobile home, and I don't know, those things, that some of them are as much as $100,000, Calvin.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, and yet you have that, and you want to park it somewhere. Man, you can't just park that anywhere. You don't have a right to do that. And so the pressure that's being applied is pressure that people have been trying to apply for a long time now. And so for those people, you know, who are in those kinds of positions, if you have an asset like that, I'm not talking about the poor soul who's sleeping in his car, Calvin. You know, that's, to me, that's a kind of a different reality. Because if that's all you got is your vehicle, you're pretty down on your luck, right?
Well, yeah, no, that's what I was saying is with, like, if someone's in an RV or a motorhome, I can understand the city not wanting those parking lots to turn into campgrounds. But if someone's in a personal vehicle using it as intended, I don't understand why that would be a problem.
Well, 844-967-2789. Trevor Fannin, a Wisconsin Department of Transportation spokesman, said the agency would be removing abandoned property from the park and ride in an email Thursday afternoon. Fannin said the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was still in the process of identifying and labeling abandoned items. Fannin emphasized the agency, and what they're talking about abandoned items, you know, people have, you know, barbecue grills and other things. They basically set up shop in the park and rides in many places across. And here's the other side of it. They have offered people a place to stay. So if they've offered you a place to stay, and I don't know how long that's going to be, I don't think you can afford to give people, you know, places to stay unlimited, right? But they have figured out places where these people can go and stay. They don't want to because they kind of build a community. They've kind of built a community there, and they know everybody, and it's, you know, and it's friends and those kinds of things. But it clearly is another part and point where there's something going on in the nation that's really different that I haven't seen in my lifetime, and that is part of what has happened in this country and part of some things that have to be addressed. I mean, you know, this has to be addressed because it's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it is getting worse. Let me transition to this. President Biden. President Biden is talking about, you know, basically not reinstating the Trump era tax cuts. And he's getting a lot of fallout, Calvin. We talked about the Trump tax cuts for the wealthy many times with Sandy. And we talked about how it's added to the overall debt that the nation faces. And so Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is talking about, let me read a paragraph of this. And this is in today's USA Today. If there's one thing Americans can agree on, it's that we want to keep as much of our money as we can. The economy has been rough for the last few years, and Americans are feeling the squeeze. If President Joe Biden wins the 2024 election, how will he continue to handle the economy? On Friday, Biden's top economic advisor gave us a window by explaining that the administration plans for the Donald Trump's expiring tax breaks, that he will not, reinstitute those. They will be eliminated. And here's what is so mind-boggling to me. There's such a wide percentage of people who don't benefit from that. The average Joe has not and does not benefit from those major tax cuts. But Calvin, why is the average Joe upset that Joe Biden is going to not renew the tax cuts for the billionaires?
Well, I think it's probably has a lot to do with just not
understanding.
They just hear tax cuts and think, well, obviously we should pay less taxes, so that's a good thing. They don't consider who actually is going to benefit from paying less taxes, or if they themselves will even end up in reality paying less taxes.
Well, I guess at some point in time, 844-967-2789, I guess some point in time, these people somehow believe that they're going to wind up as one of those super wealthy people, and they don't want to possibly think that they should, that these people should be taxed the way they're taxed. It's clear we need to end the 2017 tax breaks. This is from Joe Biden's White House. Who could disagree with that? You know, except for those who have benefited from it. As we approach the tax debate next year, the stakes could not be higher for the fairness of our tax system and our nation's fiscal future, according to the Brookings Institute. Achieving a fair tax system also means we can't extend expiring Trump tax cuts for those whose incomes are $400,000 and above. You know, why would people think that that's something that Joe Biden is doing that is wrong, wrong-handed, and something that he's gouging the rich? 844-967-2789. You know, Sandy and I talk about this all the time. Part of why the budget deficit is so large is because we refuse to charge those who are making, $400,000 and more a year, $400,000 and more, an equitable share of the burden of the taxes for this nation. And yet, now that Joe Biden has already talked about the fact that he's going to eliminate those cuts, the fact that the average American, so many of us, are up in arms about it is amazing to me. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Of me.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little bit of calm along with some gentle stretches and goats. It's relaxing all levels yoga, including playful goats, and happening Fridays through Sundays until November at Hidden Timber Soul Sanctuary on County Road N in Fall Creek. Find more at HiddenTimberSoulSanctuary.com. Or why not spend the night finding your artsy side at the Simply Creative Studio and Boutique. This one all about painting and around a ballpark theme. Classes include everything you need, and it's happening Friday night, May 24th at Dixon's Autumn Harvest Winery. It's on County Highway J in Chippewa Falls. And the Chippewa River Trolley is back for the season. Hop on board for family fun on Saturdays, winery tours Sundays through September, leaving from the local store in Eau Claire, and you can find more at ChippewaRiverTrolley.org.
Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, President Joe Biden has promised to basically, you know, not renew the tax cuts that Donald Trump instituted. And, you know, he is without question going to charge and the rich, make them pay their fair share. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is proposing even more tax cuts. And you know, again, I'm a person who, you know, certainly is far from, you know, wealthy. You can't even, if the word wealthy and Earl Ingram even came close to one another, hey man, you know, wealth would run as far away as it possibly could, because that's just not who I am. But man, I just have never understood again why the wealthy don't want to pay their fair share. And the fact that, you know, Donald Trump continues to cater to the wealthy and the average person, you know, like myself, somehow sees that as the right thing to do. This is a typical strategy of the Democrats. This is the Republicans' response to what Joe Biden is planning and Donald Trump's response. This is a typical strategy of the Democratic politicians who harbor disdain for capitalism and scorn for the ultra-rich, even though this is often based on false information. The rich do pay their fair share, and then some. The average tax rate for the top 0.1% of income earners is 33.5%, meaning just over one-third of their income is confiscated in taxes. Nobody's saying that the rich don't pay more taxes than the rest of us. It stands to reason, Calvin, if you're making $400,000 a year and you and I are making 60, you're going to pay a higher percentage of what you make into taxes. The argument is that it shouldn't be the same, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't even totally understand what a progressive tax rate even is. For the first $60,000 you make, everyone pays the same taxes, and right. Then so on and so on. So if, say, the tax rate over $400,000 is 40%, you're only being taxed 40% on what you make over that threshold. I guess I don't understand why people would be upset with that.
Well, you know, they've been led down, you know, a road, and the problem with it, Calvin, is the government needs resources to run, right? We're all part of the government, right? And if the government doesn't have resources, who does that hurt? It hurts the people of the nation. Man, nobody's saying that they should take half of what people make. Biden vowed to increase the top tax rate on the wealthiest Americans to almost 40%. I'm not sure what Biden thinks rich Americans do, but they don't just make money. They also buy goods and services. If they're taxed even more, they purchase less, hire less, and spend less. This will end up hurting middle-class Americans. If he's elected and implements his tax plan, Biden will throttle the rich with taxes. Just not true, right? To say that the rich people are struggling or hurting, just not true, man. It's not true. Let's go to David from Mequon quickly. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. So you just had a guest on your program a couple days ago in regards with the Federal Reserve.
That's correct.
And so what's happening here is this. So if you look, the last few stimulus, including under the Trump regime as well, you had all trillions and trillions of additional dollars that were created out of thin air, okay? You had the American Rescue Act. You had the chips, you know, for Microsoft, companies like Microsoft. That was almost $400 billion. You got money going towards the green energy movement, hundreds of billions of dollars. We got literally, like, I think with Ukraine, we're up to almost like $300 billion in change now in money that we've given them. And what's happening is, if you look again at the revenue side, the revenue has gone up. It's actually not gone down. The problem is the spending. The biggest problem is the spending. We are just exponentially, it's the interest on the debt now is actually surpassed defense, which is, it's the second biggest ticket item now, the interest on the debt. And what's happening is that's eventually going to crowd out all the other things that we actually are paying for. So what Joe Biden had proposed, now keep in mind, inflation is a tax. We all feel it. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. We all feel it because, again, inflation doesn't care if you're poor or rich.
Hey, Dave, inflation is global, right?
It is global, but the difference is, how do you reduce the inflation? And that's the trick.
Yeah, well, which is what President Biden has been doing, right? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll visit with State Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein about the push to take back the majority thanks to new, fairer maps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.